You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm Kondori and Murad, want to know. They're going to help you draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney. You can do all of that. Go schedule a consultation with their attorneys today. They've got a Fairfax office. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Good friends of ours, big time DC sports fans. They will take great care of you. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post has done outstanding reporting over the last couple of days on the firings of Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, the promotion of Mike DiBartolo. And Spencer, Mike DiBartolo, the acting general manager, just met with you and several other reporters, it sounds like, in St. Louis at the ballpark today. What was that conversation like?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, first of all, a lot of what we shared in our article yesterday is kind of maybe a more full-throated version of what he gave us today, which is that, look, he thanked Rizzo, he thanked Davey, he thanked ownership for obviously giving him the opportunity before delving into really the heart of the issue, which is he's going to run this club differently. That was basically the first words out of his mouth. He wants to run the club with more data, with more technology, with more of a forward thinking slant. And while he didn't necessarily characterize it as a modernization, I think that's basically the way that we can read it. And look, again, he's not going to come out and say, we're going to do every single thing differently. No interim GM ever is, but that was about as close as you're ever going to get to hearing someone say something like that. He also mentioned that he believes they have the tools and the people in place to do great work. That includes data, that includes most of the technology. Where he senses a change is integrating it more in their process, in their decision making, which again is kind of a left turn from where the organization was even, 48 hours ago.
Yeah, it's hard, Spencer, and the reporting's been excellent here over the last several days. It's been hard not to sort of cast a quick glance back at the way it used to be 72 hours ago when Mike Rizzo was still in charge. When you start hearing about all these different new things, there's some implications there, whether you mean it that way or not. When people are saying how excited they are about the direction for the first time, it implies there was a lack of excitement in the not too distant past. What do we make of all that?
Right. And I think it's fair to a certain extent to read between the lines. But I think even more important than looking at the past, and I don't just mean to spin it in this way, but it's important to acknowledge, and Andrew Golden wrote a really good story in the Post today about their lack of development.
Yeah.
This isn't just, hey, we're throwing in a figurehead or like an average baseball mind to step in for Riz. It's more than that. From, talking with people in and around the front office, these guys aren't just excited because it's another guy. They're excited because it's Mike DiBartolo. That's someone who they I mean, he's been with the organization a long time. He's obviously been invested in the data side of things for a long time. And it's something that a lot of those people are excited to really integrate more into their processes. This is someone who maybe is more of a quieter figure than his predecessor, but that, you know, he's very well respected within the organization and seems to have connections all throughout the organization. So it didn't necessarily surprise me that a lot of people were excited to work for him. But the overwhelming nature of it was definitely noticeable.
How will it be tangible? It's very easy, I'd say, to start being more analytical and data-minded in kind of the intangible ways that we don't see and in their philosophical and paradigm, you know, shifting. But, I mean, in-game, like, they're already an org that's not letting guys pitch into the seventh, and they're pulling guys before the third time through. And, you know, most teams are very similar in that way. I was joking with Danny, like, when we see an opener in a couple of weeks, we'll know. Like, over Mike Rizzo's dead body, would they have used an opener in a game? But, I mean, what should we be on the lookout for? And what's realistic in that regard?
I think that's a fair analysis, and it's not always easy to see on a game-by-game basis. But, like, arm care, for instance, there's a very specific plan that they're laying out where it's, okay, we have these models that say, you know, trying to care for our relievers' arms as much as possible and not maximize them too much. That might not be something in an individual game you notice, but if you watch for 3 weeks, hey, this guy's throwing less pitches than he used to, or hey, this guy's throwing more pitches than he used to, that's part of it. If you look at, again, their base running, it might not be an obvious answer, but hey, this guy's taking a lead in a different way because our biomechanist said this is the best way to do it, or like maybe there's something more streamlined there. It's kind of little things that you hope add up over the years. And again, a lot of it is going to be in player development, in the draft process, in the analyzing process. A big part of this too is that Miguel Cairo is going to have to buy into it all because he's ultimately the one making these decisions. The early return on that front, I think, is positive. I think that he's going to be someone who is willing to listen to DeBartolo. But I wouldn't necessarily give a full-throated backing of that without seeing how things play out over the first 3 weeks, because we just don't know how someone's going to manage when they haven't, you know, fully done it before, especially for this team.
Washington Post, Spencer Nussbaum with us here on Grant and Danny, an excellent reporting all season long, really, but especially of late covering this Rizzo-Martinez firing from all angles. Spencer, this is the question I don't know that I'll ever really get a great answer to, but what I always think about in our jobs, everybody else's walk of life, I know pro sports is different, but bear with me. There's a standard. In other words, if you're in sales and you don't meet your sales quota for X number of quarters, you lose your job. Same thing with everybody else, whatever your performance-based things are. I wonder what those metrics and what the standard was for Rizzo and company, and I wonder how much pushback he'd be able to have. I mean, obviously, he doesn't get to keep his job because he wants to. He's fired because they say he's fired. But if the standard is make more with a lot less, if the standard is we should have won more games this year, I don't know what standard he was being judged on from an ownership group that has not seemed completely plugged in here over the last several seasons.
Yeah, and I mean, frankly, I don't want to say you answered your own question, but look, like, was ownership operating with a clear, direct line of, hey, this is what we want, this is what we need? Like, I would be surprised if that was the case. And I think a big part of that, too, is like, look, I think not every ownership group is going to give the clearest outline of, hey, if you don't do this, you're fired, or, oh, you really need to meet such and such a quota. But they're going to be more involved than I think this ownership group has been, again, based on what we're hearing. So do I think that Rizzo was necessarily given a massive heads up? Like, I wouldn't speculate that he was. At the same time, he and Davey had, you know, been with this organization for such a long time that I don't think either one, you know, would have said they never saw this coming, if only because I don't think it was clearly laid out, hey, this is what you need to do this season, before the season. I think this is, I don't want to say it was a reactionary move, because I don't think that's right either, but I don't necessarily think it's something that was planned a year out earlier.
Spencer, you asked several unnamed Nats folks in the piece that you wrote for highlights of DeBartolo's previous work, and many of them pointed out his expertise in the Juan Soto trade. How involved was he in that?
Yeah, I will also tell you that in his introductory presser, Mike D. brought up the Soto trade as well and said he was he was very involved in that. Again, at the end of the day, Rizzo's ultimately the one who pulled the trigger. But Mike D is the one who kind of was the first one to really broach it in the front office, knowing that it might not be the most popular decision to trade at that time a 21-year-old, 22-year-old, who's had a potential to be one of the, you know, best baseball players of all time. He was the one who kind of went out and did the legwork with talking with other assistant GMs, figuring out what package might be possible a year from the date where he started to kind of piece it together, which was in 2021. You know, working to make sure scouts were on the ground in the places where they wanted to maybe look at a package, ultimately deciding that the Padres would be the team that had the best package and making sure, hey, you know, we want a Mackenzie Gore in that package. We want a CJ Abrams. We want a James Wood. And we want to, I mean, I think they had to see a little bit of James Wood in 2022 before that was a must include in the package. And then once we saw him, that's kind of the way it went.
Spencer, you were down in spring training a lot more than we were. We had a nice several-day stint. I know Barry was down there for a handful of days, and he kind of referenced this in his column. But I just want your opinion on this. There was so much discussion. Like, I understand internally talking to players and coaches and everybody saying, hey, you know, let's turn the page from just we're here to be cannon fodder, we're here to rebuild. And they talked about winning and wanting to grow in that way. And I understand doing that internally. They were puffing their chest out a lot, talking about Rizzo, Davey, the entire org, about how good they thought they were going to be. I wonder how much that has to play into this. And, hey, just kind of what did you think of that at that point in time? That was head-scratching to both Grant and I. And now you kind of wonder if that's maybe something they were being judged by, you know, with the second-worst record in the National League when you were maybe you thought you were about to compete for a playoff spot, question mark?
Yeah, I mean, I think any person who was in their spot would have said, hey, we've got to win more games this year. This is the year to do it. We're ready to do it. Frankly, I think that was the case. There were plenty of people in the organization who could have told you, hey, we might be on track to win 73 games again this year. That wasn't the message that obviously they were going to give to the players. Mm. And frankly, I don't think that it's a message that the fans and the people who pay to come to Nationals Park should necessarily accept that message, that we're going to have another middling season. Now, if you have a long-term vision in place, I think it's a little bit different. But I think it's almost fair to judge Davey and Riz somewhere between what maybe a pessimist perception would be or projection and where their minds were at. And frankly, that, you know, if that the middle of that is a 77 win season, this team as currently constructed and as has currently been laid out is not on track to even meet that goal. And so if you're not meeting the middle ground, I think you ultimately haven't achieved what you wanted to.
Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post in St. Louis joining us for a couple more moments here on Grant and Danny. Spencer, how good is the chance that DeBartolo has to actually end up being the GM when they take the interim tag off ultimately? And if that were a possibility, would they bring in someone to work over him as a president? Like, is there a path to him just being a GM with no team president a year from now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't want to speculate too much too early before we have all the reporting in place. From my understanding, I think he has a real shot to get this job. I would frankly think it would be unwise to not say he has a good shot in the sense that, look, he's been around a while. If you're looking for a new school GM, he fits that bill. Do I think it's fair or even smart for the organization to look around and see what the other options are, you know, this winter or at the end of the year? Yeah, absolutely. But I think if Mike D does a good job, if he's able to kind of deliver a clear message of, hey, I'm able to deliver you a winner, I'm able to do it in a modern fashion, I don't see any reason why he couldn't be back next year. As for the team president aspect of it, I think Barry laid out really well in his column the reason why you would want that.
Let me just clarify, because you're right. Barry wrote a great piece about, like, a president overseeing the whole team. I meant president baseball operations. Like, a lot of teams.
Yeah.
So, like, it was always weird to me that Rizzo was elevated to president and still had the GM title. Everybody else that does that, the Mike DeBartolo, who's been doing GM duties for years anyway, just became the GM. Or Mark Shalaba is the GM and Rizzo's the president. I guess what I meant is, could Mike D be a GM and then they go get, I'm making this up, but like Carter Hawkins from the Cubs and name him the president?
Yeah, if I were to hazard a guess, and this is, again, pure speculation, But based on what I know about Mikey and how the people around him maybe want the organization to be run, yeah, I mean, I would think that he would want maybe to split up those duties the way that most other teams do.
Spencer, my last one for you is, do you think this ownership group now, this is the beginning of a change potentially for, again, I don't think money's coming behind any of these moves, but a potential re-engagement at least, or is this just kind of an isolated incident where they decided to fire a couple of people and, you know, wash their hands of it and kind of go back to business as usual?
Yeah, I can give you that answer on August 1st, frankly. I don't think anyone who tries to give you that answer in any sort of passionate manner really knows, especially if it's in the affirmative. This really is a wait and see situation where if on July 31st drastic moves have been made and they you know, smell of a Mike D sort of move, then we'll know that things are headed in that direction where ownership is maybe taking a different page out of their book. If it's the same sort of deals that it usually is and there's not really any sort of extra reporting that finds out more, yeah, I mean, I can't say that a whole lot is going to change. But frankly, I don't know. So I don't want to give people too optimistic or too pessimistic of a view just yet.
Spencer, we appreciate you jumping on with us and terrific reporting these last several days, helping Nats fans get more plugged in on what's going on. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, bud.
You got it. Spencer Nussbaum of The Post in St. Louis. I don't have an update right now, but I did see a picture from like 20 minutes ago where there was a tarp on the field and some rain was falling in St. Louis, Danny. So the Nats brought the ominous clouds and weather with them, I suppose.
Yeah, it's thundering outside right now, our Half Street studios. So, yeah, just it figures like whatever's happening there is happening there too.
A couple of roster moves for the Nationals that I wanted to address. Right-handed pitcher Luis Garcia signed to a one-year deal. This was basically, from what I've been told, Rizzo's last move. This was in the works already. He was getting a physical when Rizzo was fired. But that means you've got two Luis Garcias on your team. There have actually been three recent Luis Garcias in the major leagues. Whenever I Google Luis Garcia to go to his MLB.com page, I always click on like two different pitchers first before I get to him. So they have signed one of those Luis Garcias, and now they have two Luis Garcias on their team, which I believe means they lead the league in Luis Garcias.
They've got more Luis Garcias than you do. Now, they don't have more wins than you do, probably. I mean, there's a great chance if there's 25, 26 other teams, but they got more Luis Garcias.
K-Bert Ruiz to the injured list, 7-day IL retroactive to July 6th. I believe I read that he took a ball off the mask. Remember, he recently had a concussion scare. So this is, you know, scary. This is a head thing. He's got kids and a family and a lot to think about. So he has taken some time to recuperate and to try to get away from some of the concussion symptoms. In the meantime, they've recalled catcher Drew Millis from AAA Rochester, who's athletic and can run a little bit and maybe the highest upside catcher at this point in the organization, albeit not a long-term starter. But I'll be curious to see if he gets to play when – last K-Bert was hurt in the Rizzo-Davey operation. Riley Adams, who's barely hit this season, just got to play every day, and Millis basically sat and watched him. So I'll be curious to see if this group wants to get a better look-see at Drew Millis. The Nationals also transferred Trevor Williams to the 60-day injured list. So it sounds like for the second time in as many years, Williams suffering a pretty serious injury that will keep him out months, not weeks. And they sent Eduardo Salazar back to AAA Rochester. He has been optioned to the minor league. So a bullpen move.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A transfer of Williams to the IL, which means they'll need a starter again coming up this trip through the rotation, and a swap out of catchers. So a lot of moving parts at the back of the roster for DeBartolo in his first day on the job.
Yeah, for Trevor Williams, I saw an elbow sprain, which sounds scary. Anytime you hear elbow or shoulder when it comes to a pitcher, it's like yet another thing for him. Another injury-shortened season for Trevor Williams, who frankly kind of equalized to what he was previously. So last year was unbelievable, again, injury shortened, where he was just dealing, got you through five innings, team was competitive, or he was competitive when he pitched, and that's sandwiched around a couple of six ERAs, and that's kind of what it's been this year, and it's, again, injury shortened. So that is a bummer. Feel bad for him. Really nice guy. Was really good to us. We sat down with him a couple times, spring training and otherwise, but, you know, just, man, it's almost like when it rains, it pours. Sorry to borrow from what's happening out right outside, but it seems like a lot of bad news is happening all at once.
What does Danny Hutier have on the docket tonight?
So this is going to be a big deal. Flew too close to the sun last week. I got away with it. Played some pickle this morning, hoops tonight. Pickle this morning, hoops tonight. That's the plan.
So when I talked to you for our pre-show meeting, when you were just hitting the ball back and forth with your seven-year-old, is that what your pickleball was today, or did you do more?
No, I played before that. He saw that and was like, can I come out and hit and play with you? So the answer is, of course, yes. If you want to hit some pickleballs with your dad, happy to do that, buddy, before he went off on his adventures with his babysitter. But he also got mad that I referred to her as his babysitter. He's like, I'm not a baby. I'm like, well, that's not necessarily
right.
What that
seven-year-old
means.
Seven-year-old sitter.
Yeah, so we had to call her his seven-year-old sitter.
Well, that's a Danny Ruette double play day.
That's the Danny double play.
46, 45?
45, thank you, for another month and
change. Did you think when you, like 15 years ago, if I would have said, you'll be a father of three who's spending your mornings playing pickleball and your evenings playing pickup basketball at some random neighbor's house, what would you have said to that?
No chance, because I didn't know what pickleball was. I'd never heard of it. I literally never heard that word ever.
Okay,
and if you're like, you're playing a racket sport, I'd be like, no, I'm not. I don't play tennis. I'm not playing ping pong.
That's kind of more
what
I'm
talking
about.
Yeah, no.
Not the specifics of pickleball. Mm-hmm. But that's not bad. Mid-40s, just spending all of your waking hours just playing sports.
Just trying to, man. Trying to Operation Less Fat, ongoing.
It continues to be a winning battle for Danny.
It continues.
If you missed any part of our show, Jason Wirth, Steve Phillips, Brian Kenny, make sure you podcast us when we are done at the Fan DC.com. Dad, you can't play that music yet. We got a leadoff to give the people, my friend. You turn that music down. He's getting ready to go see Superman. He's pretty steep.
He's ready to go, by the way.
The leadoff.
You talk about DC Darris, the guy that always sees DC movies when they're in the theater first?
Yeah. Dad, you can't spell DC without that. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by The Window Man since 1989. The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Danny, it is the Nats leadoff.
We don't know when they're playing. It looks like tarps on the field, but we'll see. It'll happen at some point. Jake Irvin on the bump, leading off my shortstop seat. Abrams batting second left field. That's James Wood batting third. Playing second base, Luis Garcia Jr. He's playing first. He's batting fourth. Nathaniel Lowe. Batting fifth, your DH, Josh Bell. Batting sixth at third base, that's Brady Hoos. Batting seventh in right field, Daylon Lyle. Batting eighth, doing the catching, Riley Adams. Batting ninth in center field, that's Jacob Young.
I got a guy here on Twitter who's very upset. He says, does anyone actually believe in the commando wheel? Or is it just a segment where you guys decide to talk about a player on the team? I don't think anyone buys this is random. It's not what I'm hearing.
Mm.
Word on the street
Man.
Is that people know it's random. There's a lot of people talking around the water cooler saying that the commando wheel is very rare.
People believe in the wheel. It's the wheel of destiny.
For Daris and for Ryan and for Metal Chris, I'm Grant saying so long. Danny and I will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Until then, enjoy your evenings and enjoy Nats Baseball Overtime is next.
Thank you for coming.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.